Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Daf of Hei Maseches Brachos, the 24th daf in Shas. Amar Rav Huna, we pick up Chav Dalet on the Beis, two lines from the bottom. Haisa Talisai Chagura Loi Al Masnav. If an individual is wearing a talis on his loins, Rashi adds that the Chiddush of Rav Huna is that it is covering his Erva, yet at the same time, his torso, above his torso area, his stomach and chest, that is not covered. Mutter likros kriyishma. In such a case, it's permissible to read kriyishma. Tanina mihochi, we also learned in a braisa, haisa talisa shel beged v'shel or v'shel sak chagura al masnav, mutter likros kriyishma. In such a case, it's permissible to read kriyishma. Avol tfila, but when it comes to tfila, ad shiyichase es libo, his heart needs to be covered. Rashi explains on top of Chafayim and Aleph that the distinction is that since he's standing in front of the Melech when it comes to Tefillah, in such a case, then for Kvod HaMelech, it seems from Rashi, so then he needs to have his chest and stomach covered. Va'amar Rav Huna, and Rav Huna taught, Shachach v'nichnas b'tefillin lebeis hakiseh, if a person forgot and went into the bathroom, Meiniach yado aleim ad sheyigmar. Then, in such a case, he should cover, put his hand on top of the tefillin. He places his hand on top of the tefillin. The Sifsei Chachamim says that it's one hand, yado is hands, so that would indicate that he's covering one part of the tefillin, and it's presumably the shel rosh because that is the part of the tefillin that's revealed ad sheyigmar until he finishes using the bathroom. So asks the Gemara, Ad sheyigmar sal kedaitach, you're going to allow him to be in tefillin while he's cleaning himself? Ela keda amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Ad sheyigmar amud harishon. Rather, Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, it means until he finishes the first part. In other words, the first moment that he could stop, he should stop. Asks the Gemara, V'livsok la'alta v'leikum. But why do we tell him to stop immediately? Why do we say Ad sheyigmar amud harishon? Mishum min d'Rishim Gamliel. The same Rishim Gamliel Omer amud hachozer mevi es ha'adam lidei hadroka. That if a person doesn't allow the feces to come out, so then in such a case that could bring him to a form of bowel sickness. Silon, if he prevents the urine from coming out, maybe it's the Adam, Liyarkon, it will bring to a macha called Yerakon, some type of sickness. Rashi just tells us its French name. If one allows for that, Amin Arishon, then he won't come to the sickness. It's true, he can't continue being in the bathroom with his tefillin, but at the same time, because of the machla, we allow him to finish the Amud Harishon. Yesterday, Be'ezer Hashem in the Halacha Shir, we discussed the halachas of walking in the streets with tefillin and mentioned the shita that is brought down in the Magen Avram that says that if one passes Bidyevin in Makom HaMetunaf to cover the tefillin with one's hand, and the source for it we only see today on Chaf Hei Amud Aleph. From Rav Huna, where he put his hand, where an individual puts his hand if he forgets and goes into Beis HaKiseh. The Gemara continues with more halachos of tefillin in inappropriate places. Eight lines from the top, Chaf Hei Amud Aleph, Itmar Tzoal Besaro, O Yado Munachas Bebeis HaKiseh. If he has excrement on his body, or his hand is placed inside the Beis HaKiseh. Rashi explains in the last wide line that there is a divider between him and the Beis HaKiseh, and he puts his hand past the divider. Rav Huna Amar Mutar Likros Kriyishma. Rav Huna says it's permissible. Rav Chisda Amar Asa Likros Kriyishma. Amar Rava Mai Taima De Rav Huna. Dichsiv Kol Hanshama Tahalel Ka. The entire neshama will praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Rav Huna, what's the ikar? The ikar is the neshama. Where a particular aver is not critical. Rav Chizda says, no, there's a makar that said Evarim are also critical. Asar likros krishma. My time under Rav Chizda, siv, kol atz moisai taimarnu. Hashem micha moicha. Rav Chizda says that it's all of the limbs that are part of praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hence all the limbs have to be in appropriate place. The Gemara continues on the first wide line. It mareach ra, sheyesh lo ikar. If there is a foul odor that has, literally, sheyesh lo ikar means it has a source. Rashi explains that there is excrement there which is producing that smell. Later on, the Gemara will contrast this reach ra with one that has what the Gemara calls ein lo ikar, has no source. Ravuna Amar, but now we're talking about a reach that came from excrement. Marchik dalet amos v'kori kriyishma. He distances himself 4 amos from the smell, and he reads kriyishma. The Gemara later on, and quoted in Shulchan Aruch, tells us that if it's in front of an individual, then even k'moloi einav, even if it's further than dalet amos, you still can't say kriyishma. However, here, we're not talking about the excrement itself, but we're talking about a case, say where the excrement is behind him, then he has to be marchik dalet amos, and halacha it says that one needs to be marchik dalet amos after, from where the scent ceases, where you can no longer smell it, and then you make a distance yourself 4 amos. V'kari kriyishma. Rav Chizda Omer, marchik dalet amos mimakom shepasa kareya. What we mentioned before is the position of Rav Chizda, that you even have to wait for 4 amos, distance yourself 4 amos from where the reach ceases. V'kari kriyishma. Tanya kavasi Rav Chizda. We learned in a bright cycle of Chizda. Lo yikar adam kriyishma, lo keneget soas adam, v'lo keneget soas klavim, v'lo keneget soas chazirim, excrement of a person, a dog, a pig, v'lo keneget soas tarnigolim, a rooster, v'lo keneget soas ashba shereicho ra. And also not by a garbage. There is a big discussion whether a garbage itself would prohibit. Here, some actually who take out the girsa of tzoas, they just say v'lo keneged ashba, as you see on the side of your gemara from the gra. Either way, either a garbage in general or tzoas ashba that there's tzoas in the garbage shereicho ra. In such a case, then one cannot read kriyishma in all those instances. If the area is separated by a barrier of 10 tfachim, and that could be because it's on a hill that's 10 tfachim above the individual or below, so then Yoshev Bitsido Vikari Kriyishma. In such a case, he could sit on the side and he could read Kriyishma. Vimlav Marchik Melo Einav. And if he can't, then he has to distance himself from being able to see it. Vichain Litfila Reach Rash Yeshel Iker Marchik Dalet Amos. This is a proof for Rav Chizda because he has to distance himself from where the scent, the bad scent, ends, 4 amos. The Mishnah Berurah explains that the prohibition of reading Kriyishma in such a place is based on the pasuk V'hoya Machanecha Kadosh, and if there's Tzoa, it's not Kadosh. The Machane of Al Yisrael will start only 4 amos afterwards, because the Machne itself has its own identity, and that distances itself from the scent. Amar Rava, less Hilchasa Kaimas Nisa, El Kihadis Sanya. Rava says, we don't pass like that, Braisa, but rather another one. Lo Yikar Adam Kriyashma, Lo Keneged Soas Adam, Lo Keneged Soas Chazim, Lo Keneged Soas Klavim, Bizman Shenosan Oros L'Sochan. Rava is not disagreeing with the halacha marchik dalet amos from the reyach, that the distance has to start from where the scent ends, but rather he's disagreeing with what type of excrement. And he says it's the only time that the excrement of a dog or a pig is going to be problematic is if it's the type of excrement that's used to form hides. It seems that the excrement that was used to make hides would have a much more powerful negative odor than a tzoas klovim. I did not see this in any other Sfarim, but it seems to be logical that the Schottenstein, the Art Scroll Hebrew edition, understands that specifically the mixture of the hides with the excrement is what creates the terrible odor. Hence, the halacha that we learned from this brisa that Rava taught us is the only time tzoas klovim is going to be a problem is if it is mixed with these hides. The Be'er Halacha discusses in Siman Ayin Tes what happens if one removes the hides. Presumably then, according to the approach above, the odor is not as bad. Do we still say that the tzoas klovim is going to be mutter? Yesterday in the Halacha L'maisa component, we discussed that it could be, therefore, even if one is walking in a street where dogs are not curbed, nevertheless, that might not be a problem vis-a-vis tefillin, as well as because it's not a tzoa that has been mixed with hides, unless there is a clear reyach that is coming from them. If I recall from my youth, that isn't necessarily so. And therefore, our sugya, which applied in regards to Kriya Shema, we applied in regards to tefillin as well. Okay, let's continue on a little bit more in the Gemara, about 10 lines in. Bo minei Rav Sheshes, Reach Rav Ein Lo Iker Mahu. What happens if there is a Reach that doesn't have a source? What exactly is a Reach that doesn't have a source? Every scent has a source. Amaluhu. Before we see what the Gemara's teretz is in Amar Luhu, let's take a look at Rashi's description of She'en Lo Iker. Rashi says, Reach Ra She'en Lo Iker is Hafachas Ruach, which would mean passing gas. In the case of passing gas, if it's a scent of someone who passed gas, does that qualify as a problem of Reach? Amar Luhu. So in regards to that, Shaila, that was asked Rav Sheshes, he responded, go and check by the bamboo sticks, the machzalos, the mats in the yeshiva of Rav, the hani gonu vahani girsi. Gonu means to sleep, and girsi means to learn. That there were some who were sleeping, and there were some that were learning. Now, those who were sleeping, it's impossible, Rashi explains, that they didn't pass a little bit of gas. Nevertheless, it's not a problem to learn there. Says the Gemara, Vahani mili b'divrei Torah, but that's only regards to Torah. Avo b'kriya shma, lo. But kriya shma should not be said even by a reyach ra she'en lo iker, like gaz. V'divrei Torah nami lo amrin, el d'chavrei. Avo d'idei lo, as well as that the halacha is that one can continue learning Torah if there is a bad odor of gaz from that have been emitted from one's friend. However, if it's from the individual itself, so then in such a case, he's supposed to stop learning, wait till the odor passes, and then continues. The Gemara continues, Itmar Tsoa Overes. What happens if there's excrement that is passing? Is one allowed to read Kriya Shema in front of it? Abaye Omar Mutal Likros Kriya Shema, Rava Omar Asur Likros Kriya Shema. Abaye says it's permissible, Rava prohibits. Amar Abaye Minoa Minalot says Abaye, who I know this nan, as we learned in a Mishnah, Hatame Oimid Tachas Ha'ilon Vahatohar Oiver. If a Tame is passing under a tree, and an individual whose Tahar is passing, Tame, the one whose Tahar becomes Tame. Omid Tachas Ha'ilon. Tahar Omid Tachas Ha'ilon. But what happens if you have someone who starts standing on a tree, under a tree, v'tame over, and a tame is passing tahar, then in such a case, the individual is tahar. He doesn't pass over his tuma because he is moving. V'im amad, but if he stops, tame, then in such a case, the tahar under the tree becomes tame through ohel, the tree becomes an ohel, and it passes the tumma of that area to anything that's underneath. V'chein be'evin ha'menugas, a name applies to a stone that has not a nega. If it will be under the tree, in a stationary position, the tree will transfer the tumma. However, if it's moving, it won't. V'rava amar lecha, and Rava will say to you, Rava who said that the halacha is you're not allowed to read Kriyat Shema even when the graf shel rei is passing. So why is it that over here, if the tumma is passing, it's not transferred? Abaye makes a good point. Once we say that the halacha is that the tumma is not transferred, once it's moving, it doesn't have significance. So too with soa that's moving also doesn't have significance. So Rava gives a beautiful answer. Hasam over there, when it comes to tumma, bikvi usa talya milsa. It's dependent, the transfer is dependent specifically on it being in a makom kavua. Maybe the pshat in Rava is the following. For an ol to transfer, an ol by definition is something that is moving. Something that's stationary. Specifically, according to Amanda Omar, who says, Oel Zaruk, Lav Shmei, Oel. A moving Oel is not considered an Oel. Which is the way we pass him, by the way, La Halacha. In other words, the whole definition, and this could apply even according to Amanda Omar, Oel Zaruk Shmei, the whole definition of an Oel transferring Tumma is that you have a stationary Tumma, possibly as well a stationary Oel, that transfers because of its inherent stability. It's identified with the place, the Tumma is identified with the place, and the Oel might possibly also need to be identified with the place, hence anything else in the place is going to become Tumma. Kviusa talya milsa. So therefore, if the Tame object is not kavua, it won't transfer. However, when it comes to Kriyashma, who says the same halacha would apply? Even if the Tumma is moving, still there's going to be a problem. What's the proof that when it comes to Tumma, it needs to be, it's dependent on place? That when it comes to someone who has a Tumma of Tzaraas, he needs to be koveya his place where in a outside of the machane. And we see, therefore, that tumma is very much defined in regards to the place. Hacha, over here, v'hacha v'ayya machanecha kadosh amarachmana. You need to read Kriyashma in a place that's kadosh. V'aleka, at this specific second, it is not kadosh. Be'ezer Hashem, the Gemara continues halfway through the Yomud on Chaf Hei Amud Aleph with more halachos about reading Kriyashma in inappropriate areas. Amar of Papa, Pi Chazir Kitsoya Oiveres Don. The mouth of a pig is considered like moving Tsoa. In other words, we had learned before that there was a machlokas how to learn the halacha if you have Tsoa that's moving. That machlokas will also apply to the mouth of a chazir. The Gemara seems to be assuming that since a pig has his snout constantly in mud and dirt and grime, that he will often have actually come in contact, his mouth will actually come in contact with Tsoa. So the Gemara then asks, Pshita, it's a davar pashut, because of that phenomenon. Answers the Gemara, Lo tzricha. Afa gav the solik minahara. Even though we need the chidush of Rav Papa, even though he had come out of the river, we still consider him as vadai soa overis, which then sets up vameivin yovin the hemshicha of the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda safek soa asura. Rav Yehuda says if there's a safek, then the halacha is that it's going to be considered asur. Two possible ways to read the Gemara: either Rav Papa is teaching us that the safek soa, and therefore the only question is overis. Or Rabbi Yehuda is extending that even though when it comes to Slika Menorah, we still consider it a Vadai, the next obvious question would be, what would the halacha be about Safek? Safek Ne Raglayim Mutarim. If there's a safek about the urine, the halacha is that it's going to be permissible. Igadami, I'm review that safek, so bebayis muteris. If there's a safek in regards to excrement in the house, it's permissible. Ba'ashpa asura. But if it's in a garbage dump, then it's going to be asur. The Ritva writes, chazaka ba'ashpa sheyesh b'soa, that there is a chazaka, then ashpa is going to have excrement. Hence, the halacha would be that one cannot read kriyishma if one has a suffix, you have to go after the chazaka. It's interesting to note that yesterday we quoted for in the name of Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal, in the name of our great Rebbe Rav Nevinzal, that he had said the exact opposite halacha lemaisa today in terms of garbage bins, and we discussed there reasons that might differentiate between practical garbage bin today and the garbage bin in the time of the Gemara. Continues the Gemara. Safik may raglayim afilu ba'ashpa nami mutarin. When it comes to urine, there the halacha is different. If a person has a safik, whether there's urine there, then even an ashpa is going to be permissible. Why? What would the difference be between soa and may raglayim? Savala kahadir of amnuna. Damar of amnuna le'asra teire el keneged amod. When it comes to the yisur of mei raglayim, it's only in the actual flow of the urine as it comes out of the body. Uchid Rabbi Yonasan, the Rabbi Yonasan Rami. Rabbi Yonasan asked the following question. Ksiv, it says in the pasuk on the one hand. From this pasuk is mashma that the only yisur that's going to be is at the time that the individual is relieving himself. Because here it says that you should go michutz lamachaneh, and it's a violation to relieve when it comes to betocha machane uksiv, yet there's another pasuk. V'yasei tielecha uksisa eseosecha. Another pasuk seems to say that there's a chiyuv to cover up the waste of the body. How do we reconcile this stira? Haketzad kam bigdolim kam biktanim. One is talking about the excrement. The other is talking about urine. Alma ktanim lo asra Torah el kineged amud bilvad. When it comes to ktanim, then there's only an isur when it's coming out of the body. Hanafula ara shari, but when it falls to the ground, it's permissible. V'rabbanan hu de gazru b'hu, but it's an iser de rabbanan. V'chi gazru rabbanan b'vadan, when the rabbanan created the gezera, they only created it by a vada yisr. Aval b'safek, lo gazer, but if it's only a safek, so then, like we see by Meir Aglayim, the halacha is that it's going to be permissible. In general, the way my rabbeim, from their rabbeim, we have a rule of Safik d'Rabbanan l'kula and Safik d'Oraisa l'chumra. The basis behind that halacha is the following. Here, as we see in our Gemara, when it came to a Safik of Meir Aglayim, since it's only Meir Aglayim were Mekel, what's the pshat? Why did they not make a gzeira when it came to Isurei d'Rabbanan? So you could say that the Rabbanans are more lenient, but maybe we could go a little bit deeper. This is how Reb Chaim said it, and the Meshech Chochma as well said it, that when it comes to a Safik d'Oraisa is that the Torah says that this is Isur Cheftza, it's a poison. If you had a Safik poison, of course, no one would eat, in their right mind, would eat a Safik poison. However, the Rabbanans are, not that the Rabbanan came along and they added new Isur Cheftza, they can't. There's an Isur Baal Tosif, even the rabbis can't add new mitzvahs, but rather they created Gedarim. If they're going to come to be Matir Mei Raglayim, possibly the rationale behind it might be that you would come to be Matir even by Tzoa. So for that reason, they created a Gzeira. But they only created those Gzeiros as a Hanhagas Hagavra. Hanhagas Hagavra is only when they said it. They only said it in a Vadai. They did not say it in case of a Suffolk. Be it as it may, however one explains it, the Gemara continues. Ad Kama. How far do we go when it comes to the Isser? When waste of the body is sitting on the ground, how long does it present an Isser for Kriya Shema Tefillah? Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel calls man Shema Tepichin. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says as long as it is moist, and it will moisten someone who touches it. V'chein Amar Rav Barachar, Rav Yehuda calls man Shema Tepichin. V'chein Amar Ula calls man Shema Tepichin. Gneiva Mishmei D'Rav Amar calls man Shema Rishuman Nikar. This shita is more stringent, and when it comes to urine, as long as it's clear that the ground had been impacted by it, then still one would not be allowed mirabbanan to daven in front of it. Amar Rav Yosef, shari le'mari le'gneva. Let the master, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, forgive
This Amur Amo Gniva Mishmei de Rav, who had quoted this in the name of Rav. Hashta Tzoah, when it comes to Tzoah, I'm reviewed on Rav, Kivin Shekarbu Nepaneh Mutar, that when it hardens, then it's Mutar, Mei Raglaim Iboi, it's another Poshut, that he won't be more Machmir when it comes to Mei Raglaim, so no one would ever be so Machmir, argues Rav Yosef, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgive Geneva, he says, no one would be so Machmir to say that you have to wait till Rishumo Eino Nikar. You're right. If you say that we follow Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, that depends when it hardens, so then in such a case, the report of Rav Yosef doesn't make any sense. However, who says you rely on that position? There's another position in regards to Damarav Baravuna Amar Rav, so afilu kecheres asura. So as asur, even if it becomes as hard as clay, v'heichi damitza kecheres. Amar Rav Barachana, how do we measure it? Amar Rav Yochanan calls man shezarka vein nefreches. It was tossed and it doesn't break apart. So then, if that's Agdar of Tzoah, so then it could be that my reglaim were also so machmir. V'ikad Amri calls man shegola, where the measurement would be when you roll it over vein nefreches and it doesn't fall apart. And either way, what Gneva had reported might not be so far out. Two lines before the wide. Amar Avina Hava Kamina Kamed Rav Yehuda Midifti. Chazat Tzoah. I went in front of Rav Yehuda Midifti. I saw Tzoah. And we had a Shiloh. Amar Li, he said to him, Ayin, look into it. Ikar Mupanel Ilo, if it's hardened or not. Igadami Hach Amar Li. Ayin im Afloi Afloi. Afloi are cracks. See if it's not only hardened, but it's become cracked. My Hava Allah, what is a halacha? How do we define whether it still has a din of tzoa? Itmar, some learned tzoa kecheres. When it comes to tzoa, that's as hard as cheres. Ameimar amar asura, umazutra amar muteres. Amar rava, hilchasa tzoa kecheres asura. When it comes to tzoa, even if it's as hard as cheres, it's also may raglaim, called manchem atzbichin, anytime that it moistens. Meisivi asks Gemara, I'll ask you a question, two lines into the wide and chafeim at aleph. May raglaim, called manchem atzbichin asurim. When it comes to Mei Raglaim, many times it moistens. In other words, there's still moisture there. So then it's Asur Nivlu Al Yavshu, but if it becomes absorbed into the ground or it's dried up, Motarim, my lav Nivlu Dum Yudu Yavshu, that Nivlu means the same thing as Yavshu. My Yavshu ain't Dein Rishuma Nikar, Af Nivlu Dein Rishuma Nikar, Ha Rishuma Nikar Asur. Maybe we would deduce any time one could notice that it was put on the ground, it's going to be Asur. Afagav Dein Matzpichin, even if it's not strong enough to be able to still moisten something else. Velitameich, and if you're going to want to argue and reason, Ema Reisha calls Man Shematpichin Hudasur Harishuma Nikar Shari, that the Reisha is saying that it depends on whether it's able to be Matpich, then it's Asur, but if there's residue, then it's going to be permissible. But you can't deduce it from it. Anything final. Since it's only a diuk, and the diuk could go in both directions, then you cannot come to any conclusion, halacha, in terms of the Mei Raglayim. The Gemara continues five lines from the bottom. Lema kitanoi, let us say, this discussion in regards to Mei Raglayim is a machlokis tanoim. Klish nishpachu mimenu Mei Raglayim, if you have a utensil that has urine poured out of it, also the kriyashma kinegdo. Umei Raglayim atzman, shenishpachu nivlu muter, lo nivlu oster. If it's absorbed, the halacha is that's permissible to read in front of it. Rabbi Yossi, is the moisture. Rabbi Yossi, calls man shematzbichen, any time it moistens something else. Analyzes the Gemara. My nivlu or my lo nivlu. What is this barometer of whether it was absorbed or whether it is not absorbed? The Kamar Tanakama that Tanakama had mentioned. Ilema nivlu, that's absorbed the ematzpichin, that it can't moisturize. Lo nivlu the matzpichin, and lo nivlu means that it is can moisturize something else. Vaser Rabbi Yosef Meimar calls matzah matzpichin huda asur harishuma nikar shari haynu Tanakama. If Rabbi Yosef is seconding that notion. And he's saying if it's moist, and moistens something else, it's prohibited. But if its effect is obvious, but it can't moisten, so then in such a case, it's the same position of the Tanakhama.
Ela nivlu, rather, what is the position of the Tanakama? The Im Rishuma Nikar, that its effect is not obvious. Lo nivlu de Rishuma Nikar, and lo nivlu means that you can notice it on the ground. Vaz Rabbi Yossi Meimar, Rabbi Yossi is coming along to be lenient. Calls Machimat Bichin Huda Usr. Only if it moistens something else would it be Usr. Harishuma Nikar Shari. But even if its effect is still noticeable, nevertheless is permissible. So what do we see? We see that the position of Rabbi Yossi is Rishuma Nikar is not critical, but rather moistening is critical, and the Tanakama is of the position Rishuma Nikar Oeino Nikar, as we saw above, the Amorayim was struggling with. Loi, answers the Gemara, no. What the Amorayim were struggling with was not what the Tanoim was struggling with. Of course, we know the rule that any time we have a struggle with Amorayim, presumably it's clear that the Tanoim, that they're arguing within the accepted opinion of the Tanoim. They don't repeat a machlokas that the Tanoim already had. As says the Gemara, lo, the kuli alma calls manshemat bichin hu da aser, harishuman nikar, shari. Really, the halach is, everybody agrees that if it moistens, it's aser, and if its effect is obvious, then it's permissible. So what are the Tanoim arguing about? V'hacha b'tofeyach al-manas latfiyach. This is an important expression in Shas, that something that has the ability to moisten, but not only to simply moisten, the ability to moisten something else as well. And here is the machlokis. The Tanakama holds that it's prohibited to read Kriya Shema only when the Meiraglayim is something that's tofeach al menas latzpiach, that the Meiraglayim on the ground will moisten, and that will moisten something else. That's the rule of tofeach al menas latzpiach. It appears in Seder Taharos as well. That expression is used in Hilchos Shabbos in certain instances, and that's the expression of tofeach al menas latzpiach, that the Tanakama holds it has to be able to moisten the ground. If the Meiraglayim fell on it, will moisten something else, let's say a solid piece of wood. And then, if one puts something against that piece of wood immediately after, would another piece of wood, would the other piece of wood have any moisture on it? If it does, then you can't read Kriya Shema. If it doesn't, then you would, according to the Tanakama. While Rabbi Yossi holds that even if the Meiraglayim is not tofeach al menas latfiach, it will not moisten the second piece of wood. Nevertheless, as long as it moistens the first piece of wood, the halacha is one cannot read Kriya Shema in front of that Meiraglayim. However, if it doesn't moisten the first piece of wood at all, but it's only Rishumo Nikar, then all the Tanoim will agree that it's permissible to say Kriya Shema over there, and there isn't an Issur Derabbanan. The Gemara continues, Bezer Hashem, two lines from the top on Chav Hei Amabez, quoting from the Mishnah on Chav Beis Amabez. We had learned in the Mishnah that if someone is a Baal Keri, he should go to the mikveh, and then he should come out and get dressed if he could do it all before Neitzachama. If he cannot do that before Neitzachama, he should read Kriya Shema inside the mikveh. Says the Gemara, three lines from the top, Lema Tana Stama, Rabbi Eliezer de Omar ad Hanetzachama. It seems that our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer that says that the Zman of Kriya Shema is until Neitzachama. As we see, our Mishnah concerned that he be finished by Neitzachama. Answers the Gemara, Afilu Tema Rabbi Yoshua. You could say that this follows the opinion, not Rabbi Eliezer, rather the opinion of Yoshua, Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Yoshua's opinion is that the Zman of Kriya Shema is 3 hours into the day, as we see from the Mishnah on Daf Tes on the base. There we have a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua, whether Zman Kriya Shema extends to Neitzachama or 3 hours into the day. Says the Gemara, Afilu Tema Rabbi Yoshua. Really, we follow Rabbi Yoshua. Shoo! We're lucky over there. If we didn't have this teretz, then what would have happened is Rashi learns that the Stam Mishnah would have qualified what the halacha is. And therefore, we would have said that the Zman of Kriya Shema is by the time of Neitz. Thankfully, in quotes, Rabbi Yoshua can be defended, and we could reread the Mishnah the following way. The Dilma Kivasikin, the Mishnah is describing the Vasikin. According to many Rishonim, Vasikin means, we have it in modern Hebrew, Vatik means the older ones. In other words, the older Anshei Maisa used to be full to daven with the Netzachama. Damar Rav Yochanan Vasikin Ayigoyim Enoisa Im HaNetzachama. The Mishnah continued on Chav Beis HaMebeis and said, Yiskase B'mayim V'yikra. He should cover himself in water and read. Asks the Gemara of Arei Liboy Roya Esa Erva, but in such a case, he's not dressed, and you're not allowed to read Kriya Shema when his heart, there's nothing that breaks between his heart and the Erva. Amar Belazar, V'yitemer V'acha Baraba, Baracha B'shem Mishum Rabbeinu, B'mayim Akurim Shanu. It's talking about dirty water. In such a case where the water is sullied, is dirty, so then in such a case, here's a makar for a dirty mikvah, and then in such a case, he's allowed to say Kriya Shema and won't have a problem of Liboy Roya Esoerva. The Torah continues on the last narrow line in Chofei Mabez. Tana Rabbana, Mayin Slulin, clear water, Yosha Behen Atzavara Vekare. If the water comes up to his neck, then the halacha is that he's able to read Kriya Shema. And some say he should make the water, which was clear, dirty. How? Eichrin Biraglo. In those days, they didn't have neat tiled mikvahs. In those days, the bottom of a mikvah was dirt. If you would kick up a lot of dirt, then the mikvah would become a lot dirtier. So the Tanakhama said, no problem. And the Yesh Omrim says, make the mikvah dirty. The Tanakhama, what's the Tanakhama going to do if I reli by Roya Serva? Answers the Gemara, Kasavar Liboy Roya Serva Mutter. Not everybody holds Liboy Roya Serva is a problem. The Tanakhama must be of the opinion Liboy Roya Serva Mutter. Asks the Gemara, Vare Hakovoy Roya Serva. But there's another problem. His heel sees the Erva. According to the way some explain, the halacha of Libo Roya Serva could be extended that any aver, any part of the body that normally does not see the erva, if it does, then that's ma'akev in Kriya Shema. Answers the Gemara, Kasavar, that man the Omer holds Ekov Roya Serva Mutter, that if another part of the body sees the erva, that is not a problem. Itmar, you put a period after Mutter, three lines into the white, Itmar Akovai Roya Serva Mutter. Noigeya Abaya Omar Osir, V'rov Omar Mutter. Even though Roya, when it comes to Akovai, is not Ma'akev, but if it's Noigeya, so then in such a case, if it touches, so then in such a case, it's going to be a problem. Razvid Masal Hashmaitza, Hachi. Razvid recorded this discussion about Nagoi in the following way. Rav Chinen Abreder of Ik Masal Hachi. Nageya divrei hakol osur. So the way we learned it above was the way Rav Chinna Brei Dervika had taught it. Rav Chinna taught it a different way, and he said that everybody holds Nageya's osur. Roya went Ekov Roya Serva Abaya Amar osur Rava Amar Mutter. Abai says prohibited, Rava says permissible. What's Rava's logic? Lo nitna teira lamalache hashores. The Torah was not given to angels. This is a famous maimer of Chazal that appears in a few places. Take a look, you see in the Masoret HaShas, Yuma Lamed Amalaf, Kiddushin Nun Dalet. We expect ourselves to be so careful on all these halachos is not realistic. Rashi adds, a malach doesn't have an erva. So, lo nitna Torah lamalachei hashareis. If it was given to the malach, then it would have been fine to ask them that. But to demand that of us, that is too much. When do we say lo nitna tolam malach hasharet? When don't we say is, of course, a larger and much broader discussion. The Hilchasa of the Gemara includes nogea aser roe mutter. That if the erva is touching, it's a problem, but to the ekev, but otherwise it is not going to be an issue. Tosis explains that there's no inherent iser of nogeya akavo for the erva. If we paskin that akavo roas erva is not problematic, really nogeya akavo should also not be problematic. However, Tosis says it's a gzeira Adu Negias Ha'erva directly biyadav, which is Asur, and therefore they were Machmir as well for the Ekev. The Gemara now continues with a very important halacha, which already yesterday in the halacha shiurim we showed how it's shayach halacha lemaisa. 7 lines into the wide and chafei amabez on my rava towards the end of the line. Tzoa ba'ashashios putter likros kriyashma kinegda. If there is excrement and there is glass which is between the individual and the excrement, then it's not considered in the shutz, and it does not violate v'ayim achanecha kadosh, and it'll be permissible to say kriyashma. Motor likros kriyashma kinegda. Tzoa bikisui talya milsa. Because the halacha of tzoa is dependent on whether it is covered. If it's covered, it's considered a different reshus, even if it's covered by transparent glass. Asks the Gemara, v'ha michse erva bashashis asa likros kriyashma. But if an erva would be blocked by clear glass, in such a case, halacha would be that it is asur. Answers the Gemara, no, there it's different. V'lo yera b'cha ervas davar amarachmana. The Torah says v'lo yera, it shouldn't be seen. Erva shouldn't be seen. If there's a prohibition of an erva being seen, so then even if it's covered, if it's visible, you're still in the parasha of lo yera, and that is going to be problematic. V'hakam is chazir, you see it. Continue Gemara, Amar Abaye, 12 lines into the wide, on Chafei Yomibes, so akoshu mevatla barok. A little bit of excrement, one can spit onto it and be mevatla. Amar Rava, Rava qualified, uberok ava. That's only if the spit is sick. My great Rebbe Rav Nevenzal Shlita asks that the Chura, these two Gemaros, seem to contradict each other. This he points out in his Mishnah Berurah, in the Psak of the Mishnah Berurah, but one could apply it to the Gemara as well. And that is that earlier we had seen that water works well enough to break libo es ha'erva. It's considered a cover. Yet, when it comes to tzoa, here we do not allow stam rok, stam water, to serve as a cover, only if it is a thick, a very, very thick water. That is a tzarechion. Why would the two be different? Another teaching of one of the great chevra of Abayin Rava. Rava now. Amar Rava. Soya biguma, if there is excrement in a hole, in a furrowed hole, meniach sandolo alel v'kari kriyashma. He can put his foot on top of it and then be able to read kriyashma. Bo mar breid ravina. Mara, the son of Ravina, asked the following question. So advuka bisandala. What happens if he has excrement that is attached to his sandal? Mai, what would halacha be? Can he read kriyashma? Teiku, as I was taught in yeshivas, the way we said it as little children, although some historians challenge the veracity of this explanation, but nevertheless, there's a kedusha in the way Jewish children have been saying Gemara for thousands of years. Teku tishbi yitaret kushius ve'abayis. Eloyoa tishbi ve'enfrin unzere kushius unshailus. Stands for tishbi yitaret kushius ve'abayis. The Gemara continues with a fascinating halacha. 12 lines in. Amar of Yehuda, akum arum also the cross kriyashma kinegdo. If a Gentile is in front of the individual as well, it's prohibited to read kriyashma in front of him. Asks the Gemara, my ear ya akum, why do you say akum, an idol worshiper, afilu Yisrael nami? Of course, I've interchanged Gentile and idol worshiper, and that, of course, is a big discussion. What the Gemara means when it says akum, that is not for us right now. Afilu Yisrael nami, the Gemara asks, even when it comes to Yisrael as well, it's a problem. So what's the chiddush? Akum and goy as well. Says the Gemara, Yisrael pshita leid aser. When it comes to Yisrael, it's pashut that it's aser because of erva. Lo yera b'cha erva's davar. Ela akum et stricha leid. We have a special chiddush when it comes to a guy. Mahu de seima. I would have thought holik sivu asher basar chamorim b'saram that we treat, that the Torah says, that the din of the basar of an akum is like a chamar, eimo ke chamar ba'al mohu. I would say, I would add a havamina that his erva also has a din of erva of a chamar. And therefore, what would he have said? That would be mutter. Kamashlan de inu nami kri erva, that they're also called an erva. Dichsiv the erva saviem lo ra'u. By the Bnei Noach, they were careful not to see the erva of their father. So before the door of Yisrael, then already there was a din of. The Gemara continues in the middle of Chaf Hey Amud Beis, continuing to quote and analyze halfway through the Amud, the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Beis. The Mishnah had said that when a person reads Kriya Shema inside of a mikvah, he can do it if his body is covered with water. However, it depends on what type of water. He's not supposed to cover himself in sullied water or water of flax. In other words, water that flax was soaking, which gives off a bad odor. Until he adds more water to be mevatel, to nullify the previous bad waters. Asks the Gemara, V'kama maya rami vazel, how much water do you have to put in to be mevatel? There's a tremendous amount of water that will need to be added to be mevatel the previous waters. Elahachi kamar. That can't be what the Mishnah is suggesting, to add so much water to it. Lo yiskasa lo b'mayim haroim v'lo b'mayim ishra klal. There's something missing over here in the list of the Mishnah. When we said mayim haroim mea mishra, so those waters, then those can't be used at all. However, the Mishnah had a third example. Umei raglayim, so you put a comma after mea mishra, and in our Gemara you would put a comma v'lo mea mishra klal. When it comes to urine, achiyotel l'sochan mayim v'yikra. Urine, which isn't so much, which is a small amount, Rashi adds also that's in a utensil. So then, in such a case, then you could add water inside to be mevatel. How much? So the Gemara continues. Tan Rabban, kama yata l'socha mayim, koshu, even a very small amount. Rabbi Zakoi Omer Revius. This is how we pass on the halacha. It needs to be a Revius. Revius is 1/4 from the word V-E, 1/4 of a lug, whose shiur is, and of course that's a big discussion, that depends on how big your dose on Shabbos is going to be, which also needs to be a Revius, is between 86 milliliters and 150 milliliters. Either way, there needs to be that amount, says Rabbi Zakkai. I'm Rav Nachman, Machloikis L'Besoy. Rav Nachman says, the Machloikis of whether a kol shu is acceptable, or Rabbi Zakkai says that you need a Revius, is only after the urine has been there. Aval b'tchila kol shehen. But if the water was there beforehand, immediately it will be mevatel, the urine. Rav Yosef Amar, Machloikis L'chatchila. Aval b'sof divrei hakol Revius. He says the machlok is only beforehand. But afterwards, even Rabbi Zakoi says that you need a revius. Amar Rabbi Yosef l'shame, aisli revius ad maya ki Rabbi Zakoi. Rabbi Yosef said to his shamish, in a case of where the water was coming there first, Rashi adds, that he insisted on a revius, and therefore both before and after a revius is necessary. The Gemara continues, Tanu Rabbanan, Graf Shel Rei, V'Ovid Shel Mei Raglayim. Graf Shel Rei means the shovel of Rei, Rei is excrement. V'Ovid Shel Mei Raglayim is the basin that is used for urine. Aser Likros Kriyashma Kenegda, it's prohibited to read Kriyashma in front of them. V'Af Al Pi She'im Behem Klum. Even if there isn't any excrement or urine inside. U'Mei Raglayim Atzman, Achi Atal Sochem Mayim. And urine, you can't read in front of it either until water was mevatelit. V'kama yitel l'socha mayim kol shu. There's one opinion that says even small amounts can be mevatel, as we learned in the previous Gemara. Rabbi Zakoi Yomer Revius. And Rabbi Zakoi says that one needs a revius, a fourth of a lug. Bein lefnei hamita, bein la'achar hamita. Whether the basin is between the person and a bed, in other words, a bed is dividing between them, or not. You have to be machmir in both directions, or for that matter, the urine. That there is a bed being machzik, it doesn't make a difference. Why is the Braisa mentioning it? Because Rabbi Shimon Leo is going to state a different opinion. Rabbi Shimon Leo Omer, la'achar mita koire, lefnei mita eina koire avomarchik hu arba amas v'koire. Shimon Leo says that the bed can serve as a hefzik. Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar Omer, afilu beis mea ama lo yikore, ad sheyotzim o sheinichem tachas hamita. Even if there was a distance of 100 amos, it's not enough unless you put it under the bed, because in such a case, Rashi says, it's considered as if it's buried under the ground in a totally separate reshus. Mirtzei Hashem, tomorrow we will continue with the Gemara's Shaila in regards to the Mita, and we conclude now the Daf over here on Chaf Hei Amud Beis by Iboilu. Because today's Daf Chaf Hei was a long one, we will have to suffice with only one Dvar Halacha, a fascinating one that emerges from the Gemara on the top of Chaf Hei Amud Beis, which is very much Halacha L'maisa in terms of the use of mikvah today, particularly in regards to women using after their time of Nida. And what makes it absolutely fascinating is here is a case where the suggestion of the Ramah does not seem to be followed by Klal Yisrael at all. And based on the reading, the Iyun of the Shach and the Taz from our Gemara, there is a totally different approach of how a woman needs to be covered when she makes a bracha when in the mikvah. So the topic is a woman making a bracha in a mikvah, and some of those halachas would apply for men as well. The Ramah, in Simin Resh, in the halachos, after discussing all of the halachos of Nida and all the halachos of being Tovel in the mikvah, the last few words of the Ramah, in many editions, for example, in my edition as a young man who was studying for Smicha, these are the last few words of all of Hilchos Nida. It's the last few words of my Sefer of Tur Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Nida. V'chein Noagin, writes the Ramah, Shela Achara Tvila Ba'od Omedes Toch HaMayim. The Ramah says that after Tvila, when she's still standing in the water, Mechasis Atzma Bibgada Obichaluka Umivareches. She covers herself with a garment, and then she makes the bracha. What's the rationale for the Ramah that she needs to cover herself? The Shach immediately starts and points out that the custom in his day, so between in the few years between the Ramah and the Shach, let's estimate maybe 100 years between the Ramah and the Shach, the custom had already changed, but the Ramah's custom was the following, that when a person who had to make a bracha, by the way, this discussion would apply as well for Giur, where also a bracha is made, the individual would begin to come out of the mikvah, and then they would cover themselves, so that, presumably, we would not have two potential problems, libo roes erva, as well as v'lo yirah b'cha erva's davar, to make a bracha in front of an erva. And for that reason, there's a necessity, according to the Ramah, and we will see the Ramah is based on earlier sources, to cover, and then the moment, in other words, woman would be mostly out of the mikvah, and a garment would be put on her to cover her and then make the bracha. Before we go through the intricacies of this, let us first state what the custom, it seems, from the Shach and others, as well as looking into the Sefer Shevet Alevi and Badei HaShulchan, that our custom is not this way. Rather, what is done is the individual has their body entirely immersed in the mikvah. And at that time, if when their body is immersed in the mikvah, even past the chest area, the bracha is made. Maybe we'll get to later on. Also, the discussion is whether one makes a bracha before or after, or actually dunks twice. But first, let's focus on the most important point that emerges from our sugya. What's the reason that the Ramah felt that the individual needed to be covered, and why is it that the Shach and Taz feel that it's not necessary? The Ramah himself does not explain his position anywhere that I am aware of. However, the Drisha seems to clearly explain what the reason a person will need to wear a beged is. And that is that we learned on the Gemara on Chav Dalid Amid Beis that if a person is laying in bed and they are not dressed, the halacha is that they need to cover the erva with a beged, and then in such a case, then they're going to be able to make a bracha or read Kriya Shema. The lashon of the Gemara there was chaytzeitz libay bebigdai umevarech. Says the Drisha, as long as the person is not chaytzeitz libo bebigdo umevarech, in such a case, we're going to have a problem. The Shach disagrees. In his beautiful style, the Shach writes, ve'en ani chelki devadai nishididon noshe chachmaniyosen utzidkaniyosen. If Jewish mothers have been doing it differently, they are wise and they are righteous. And therefore, the questions that the other Nosei Kelim, the Drusha and the Bach, all raise, which is presumably the source of the Ramah's position that they have to be covered, can be responded, and the Minog can be defended. Says the Shach, there are two halachos when it comes to going to the mikvah, and as well, davening, or saying Kriya Shema when not dressed. One is the issue of Libo Roa Es Ha'erva, if there's nothing between the heart and the erva, and the other is the prohibition of Elo Yera Becha Ervas Davar, saying Dvarm Shebikdusha when the erva is seen. The Shach suggests that when it comes to the prohibition of Elo Yera Becha Ervas Davar, clear water is enough, halacha l'maisa, to be able to prevent from the prohibition of lo yera becha erbas davar, provided that the individual doesn't look into the water. And the Shach proves it beautifully. Let's go to our daf. On Chav Hei Amid Beis, the Gemara had suggested that when it comes to the problem of libo roa es ha'erva, being in the water is not enough. Says the Gemara 10 lines from the top on Chav Hei Amid Beis. Rav Acha Bar Abba Bar Acha says, "B'mayim akurim shanu, if the water is murky, then you won't have the problem of libo roa es ha'erva." The Gemara then continues, and the Gemara says, if a person is sitting in clear water, so then in such a case, it would be permissible to read. However, according to the Mandam, Arlibo Roa Esaerva, you need to make sure that the water is dirty. Is Medayek the Shach beautifully? The Gemara seems to be saying that the only problem in clear water is Libo Roa Esaerva. What's the reason behind that? Very simple. Because both the water, the chest area, as well as the Erva, is under the water together, there you're going to have the problem Libo Roa Esaerva, unless you have very dirty, murky water. However, in terms of Lo Yera Becha Ervas Davar, clear water takes care of that problem. In Kenim Advarim, says the Shach, when it comes to a mikvah, there isn't going to be a problem of Lo Yera Becha Ervas Davar. The only problem is Libo Roa Esaerva. Says the Shach, did you remember that the Gemara had already differentiated between the erva of a man and the erva of a woman, that the erva of a woman is located in a lower part of the body? And therefore, is Mechadesh the Shach, that Libo Roas erva is only an issue for a man and not for a woman. He says, if you're going to be Machmir, one could defend those who are Machmir that suggest that a woman should fold her hands between her heart and the erva, And in such a case, that would break the problem of Livo Ross. However, that's why to this day, there are some who will fold their arms when they make the bracha. But hence, the minig of Klal Yisrael has been that even when inside of the mikvah, the bracha is made, and then in such a case, there is no problem of Libo Roes HaErva, as well as V'lo Yeroa B'cha Erva's Dov. It is beyond our scope for today, but it would be interesting to note that for a male, there would be a problem of Libo Roes HaErva, and in a case of Giyur, where a bracha is made, so then that has to be dealt with separately. What is the appropriate way for a bracha to be made? Finally, to broaden the topic, so what merges is that in a mikvah, a bracha could be made, and if the body is in the water, even if it's clear water according to the shach, for a woman it's not going to be a problem of libo roes erva, and a bracha could be made. Of course, one would not be able to make a bracha if there's another erva around. There is a discussion in the poskim as well, which is quoted by the Badei HaShulchan, and that is that if the area is also a merchatz, if it's also used for bathing, the halach is one is not supposed to make brachos there. That is why it's desirable when making a mikvah to make the mikvah as a separate and distinct area. There's no iser in making a bracha in mikvah. The issue is erva, and we've discussed, if there is no other erva there, how one can make a bracha in a mikvah.